This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I was talking with my Quran teacher the other day, and I was telling her, you know, subhanAllah, sometimes people have such difficulty in memorizing the Quran, and so maybe they, you know, they should just continue maybe at least reading it or doing tafsir, you know, so they don't stress out because maybe they don't have the ability to memorize. And she shared with me the story. I was like, oh my God, I gotta share it with you guys. So she was telling me once there was this, you know, grandfather, and he had his grandson, and he was telling him, like, you know, I'm having such difficulty memorizing the Quran. Every time I memorize, it takes me forever. I'll spend hours and I can't even like get one ayah. And then even if I get the ayah, then I forget it. And it's just pointless. I don't know why I'm doing this. So the grandfather told the boy, you know, don't worry about it. Can you please take my basket of coal over there by the fireplace and go down to the river and get me some water and come back? So the boy took the basket. He went down to the river and then he put water in it. And by the time he came back, he found there was no water in it. And then his grandfather said, where's the water? He said, it fell through. He's like, fine, then go back again to the river. And this time, after you flick, come back quickly as you can so the water doesn't like fall through the weaving of the basket. And so the boy went down again to the river. He filled the basket, the coal basket, with water. He came back running. But by the time he came back, the water had fallen right through. And the boy was like, this is pointless. I'm going to keep going back and forth, and the water is not just contained in the basket. I can't. There's, you know, the weaving is not holding the water in. Can you come with me, grandfather? So his grandfather went with him. He went down to the river. They filled the basket, and then he walked with him. And by the time they came back again, what happened? The water had fallen through, and the basket was empty. The boy was, you know, just, you know, he was just frustrated. He's like, what is the point of this? And then the grandfather told him, you think that nothing changed in the basket by you going back and forth, carrying water in it, even though if you look inside of it, it's empty. But look at the inside and the outside of the coal basket. It's pure, clean. Just by you carrying the water, even though the water did not stay inside that basket, it was cleaned on the inside and on the outside. And the same thing with you spending time with the Quran. You might not be memorizing it, but as you are working with it, it is cleaning your heart on the inside and on the outside. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful story, and the things we learn from our mashayikh, may Allah bless them, Ya Rab. Don't give up on the Quran. Spend time with the Quran and see how it's going to transform your life. Even if you have difficulty in memorizing, if one of your kids have difficulty in memorizing, don't just give up on it. Doesn't matter. Keep trying. Keep working with it. Even if it's just one ayah, even if it's a couple of words a day, it doesn't matter. Just spend time with the Quran because it will change you. It will change your heart. It will open it up, inshallah, and let that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fall right through and land in their hearts. Bi-idhnillah. Do not give up on the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.